Gilad Noam, please.
I would like to briefly address some issues that were raised in advanced questions, as also here by the states participating. First, several states raised issues pertaining to the LGBTQI community. As noted in my previous statement in our report, Israel maintains unwavering commitment to the promotion of LGBTQI community rights. Regarding the South African recommendation regarding conversion therapy, in February 2022, the Ministry of Health published a Director General Circular number 3/2022 to ban conversion therapy by medical professionals, which claims reorient LGBTQ patients towards heterosexuality. The Ministry of Health declared that it does not recognize conversion therapy as a legitimate or acceptable medical practice, rejecting altogether the notion of intervening in a person's sexual orientation or gender identity and the premise that they are a medical or mental health problem requiring treatment. The Director General Circular emphasizes the lack of evidence regarding the efficiency of conversion therapy and therefore bans medical professionals from offering or advertising or conducting it. Several states raised issue regarding violence towards the LGBTQI plus persons. I should note that the Israeli police invests significant efforts to eliminate violence towards LGBTQI plus persons. As part of these efforts, the police appointed a designated official responsible for overseeing matters related to LGBTQI plus persons and held more than 140 training sessions for police officers with the objective of familiarizing them with the needs and concerns of the LGBTQI plus populations. Current enforcement data suggests a continuing effort to address issues impacting the LGBTQI plus community with the police, including an increase in reporting and investigations of offenses committed against LGBTQI plus persons. The second issue that I wish to address that was raised by several delegation concerns the imposition of the death penalty. Israel maintains a de facto moratorium on the death penalty. Although several provisions in Israel's criminal legislation allow for the imposition of the death penalty has been carried out only twice since the establishment of the State of Israel, in 1948 and again in 1962. In the case of Adolf Eichmann, a senior Nazi assault unit commander who was one of the major organizers of the Holocaust against the Jewish people. Over the years, several bills proposing death penalty, particularly for severe offenses considered as acts of terrorism, were approved in preliminary and first reading, the most recent one with the current government support, but did not mature into legislation. The third issue that I wish to address that was raised by several states here, including Australia, Sweden, Canada, Germany, and others, pertains to Israel's investigation and prosecution of ideologically motivated offenses against Palestinians in the West Bank, the so-called settler violence. Israel has a deep commitment to the rule of law. In recent years, Israel has taken extensive measures to prevent ideologically motivated violence in general and against Palestinians in particular. Efforts have also been made to further improve the investigation of criminal complaints and prosecution of perpetrators. In recent years, Israeli authorities made considerable efforts to enhance law enforcement in the West Bank. These efforts included the establishment of a new police station, the establishment of designated task forces, increased allocation of funds, arrest operations, and the addition of professional manpower. On February 26, 2023, brothers Hillel and Yagel Yaniv were murdered by terrorists near the village of Hawara. Following this attack, riots took place and escalated in Hawara that night. The defense minister, Mr. Yoav Gallant, visited the area the following morning and stated that Israel, under no circumstances, will allow a situation where people take the law into their own hands. The Israel police immediately opened an investigation of these violent riots, and in the next few days, several Jewish settlers were arrested. The incident is still being investigated. During 2022 and 2023, Israel's law enforcement agencies continued to vigorously address this issue. Thus, following incidents of ideologically motivated crimes, settlers involved in these incidents were arrested, and administrative detention orders were issued. It is important to keep in mind that the vast majority of Israelis and Palestinians are law-abiding. Moreover, ideologically motivated offenses committed against Palestinians are a small percentage of the overall offenses committed and represent a small portion of specifically ideologically motivated offenses in the West Bank, as the vast of such offenses are committed by Palestinians against Israelis. Several states raised issues concerning Israel's reservations to human rights treaties, among them Chile, Paraguay, Colombia, and others. Israel's reservations to the different human rights treaties are reviewed periodically. In particular, Israel's reservations to Article 23 of the ICCPR, Article 16 and 7B of the CEDAW, and Article 23.1 of the CRPD. At present, Israel maintains its position on these matters, as these reservations stem from Israel's constitutional system and respect for religious pluralism and the autonomy of Israel's religious communities in matters of personal status. These issues remain at the heart of the Israeli discourse. Finally, several states addressed the issue of the recommended Israel's accession to the Istanbul Convention. The government of Israel has made the decision at this point to suspend the procedures related to the ratification of the Council of Europe Convention on Preventing and Combating Violence Against Women and Domestic Violence, which is also known as the Istanbul Convention. Notwithstanding this suspension, Israel remains committed to combating all forms of violence against women and domestic violence through the utilization of its existing internal laws, regulations, and institutions. Thank you.